Welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We're the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. I am Jonathan, and I am here once again with my friend Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
I'm here with my friend Chip. Hello, Chip.
Hello, Jonathan. Good to see you again.
We are also here with our friend Carmella.
Hello.
And with our friend Kel.
What up?
We got the gang back together for one more episode. Chris is still out of town. As you know, we record two shows in a day. And so while Chris is out, we're going to go and do another handicap match. So I hope you guys enjoyed the last one. Actually, this might be the first one you hear, so I hope you enjoy this one. And the next one coming is just as good or better. Let's go ahead and start with a little bit of news. So instead of saying something interesting that has happened, we're going to be talking about something interesting that is happening soon. That something interesting is the Rapier Game Convention. This is a game convention that happens in the... What hotel is it in this year, Chip?
It's at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel at the Jacksonville Airport.
And it's coming up really soon, isn't it? It's like a June
12th, 13th, and 14th.
So what can people expect at Rapier this year?
Well, Rapier does a combination of board gaming, role-playing games, and miniatures-type gaming. And this year, we're going to feature a true pub trivia contest, and the bar restaurant area, which is called the Frequency Bar and Restaurant, at the DoubleTree Hotel. And it's going to be at 8 o'clock on Friday night, the 12th of June.
And who's doing that trivia show
that
for you?
That would be the wonderful folks from Trivial Warfare.
That's
Chris
right.
And Jonathan.
Doing some branching out. We're going to have a live Trivial Warfare game. So it is Friday night, the 12th at 8 o'clock. Mark, you should come out. You could actually be a contestant instead of a host this time.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I can't
right?
wait.
Now, we're going to have prizes to give away to the probably the one first, second, and third. Now, it's going to be an interesting combination of listeners, too, and contestants, I think, Jonathan, because not only are you going to have folks that are coming to the gaming convention, but there's also going to be folks that are just staying at the hotel that will enjoy it.
Absolutely.
The hotel has said they're going to bring forth some bling for those folks that really don't want a board game as a prize.
Right.
So the hotel will probably give them some, you know, some ability to get a free meal or something at the restaurant or something during the course of their stay.
One of the two trees?
Yes. One of the two trees. Yes. Yes.
They're going to get the first tree, not the second tree. We're also going to have the car magnets. Everybody who stops by, we will give you a free Trivial Warfare car magnet.
But this is one of these things, Jonathan, that we really hope can become a regular occurrence at Rapier. So this will be our first time to try it, but I think we're seeing that pub quizzes are very popular now. People love them. Obviously, people are embracing your podcast. They seem to love it. You're having problems even keeping your bandwidth where it should be because it's...
that was a nice problem to have.
Yeah, that's a great problem to have. That means a lot of listenership. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And everybody, the teams are already beginning to line up. So
awesome. So if you guys want to come out, June 12th, DoubleTree Hotel at the airport in Jacksonville at 8 p.m.
That's correct.
All right, very cool. And once again, since Chris isn't here, I mean, we're going to do Warm It Up Chris, but it's going to be Warm It Up Jonathan today.
Warm It Up Chris! I'm about to. Warm It Up Chris! That's what I was born into.
I don't have any questions. I'm not quite as cool as Chris. I don't have his book. But I do have it's kind of a question. It is called Would You Rather? And these are things where you have to choose whether you would rather have one thing or another, and you can kind of talk about the logic. So let me pick a good one for us. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or the size of a watermelon? Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or a watermelon?
Watermelon, definitely.
You want the big head?
Yep, got to have the big brain in it, so need room.
Well, now, assuming that my brain isn't affected, I'd go with the tennis ball because I think a watermelon would get in the way.
I was thinking I'm going to go tennis ball too because I'd have a hard time getting dressed. And every time you lean over, you start to topple and fall.
You keep walking into walls and stuff.
Yeah, I'll go with the shrunk head. What about you, Carmella?
No, I'm going to go with watermelon. I already have a rather large head. And a little bit bigger is not going to bother me. And if my brain is bigger, then I can figure out a way to keep my head on straight.
Mm-hmm. And what's your answer, Kel?
I would choose watermelon just for the larger cranium.
All right.
And brain inside of it.
So we got some folks who want a big dome, is what I'm hearing. Okay. Would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life or crap your pants in private every day for the rest of your life?
I already crapped my pants in public, so I'll take that one.
Is this today? Because, I mean, it's... wow.
It's just before I arrived.
I wonder what that smell was. I gotta go private, man. I couldn't do it every once a year in public because you never know when it's gonna be.
I would say with technology today and cameras all over the place, I would probably do it in private every day.
Which brings up the question: do men over 50 prefer boxers or briefs?
Why does it bring up that question?
That's a great question.
If it's gonna hold it in or not?
Depends. Yeah, why?
I didn't know where you were going.
I'm with Jonathan in private.
Did you give an answer, Carmella?
No, she didn't.
Yes, I absolutely did give an answer.
What was your answer?
Probably in private.
Would you rather have uncontrollable gas at work for the rest of your life or get uncontrollable gas on every first date for the rest of your life?
I'm done with first dates.
I'm done with work.
However, well, y'all took all the fun out of that one.
Being a teacher, I don't want to have gas every day in front of my kids. That's just not okay.
Would you rather have everything you've ever wanted and die in 1 year or live the life you have now for the rest of your life?
Oh, God, no. Die in a year.
You want to go out in a blaze of glory?
I don't want everything I have right now for the rest of my life. Good Lord. Child support payments and all that other crap.
I'm the other side of that question.
You want to live it out?
I want to live it out.
Carmella? I'm going to live it out.
Kelly, living it out?
I think I'll live mine out.
Yeah, I hate all of you.
I'm living it out too, brother. I'm doing okay.
You're going to live it out?
But you know what?
We're living the dream right now.
We're all going to be jealous of Mark for a year, and then we'll go to his funeral.
Right.
Yeah. And take his stuff.
Yeah, take everything.
You can have it. On the stereo.
All right, here's the last
one. Mark won't care, right?
Here's the last one. And this one rings true for me. Would you rather be an ugly genius or a hot moron?
Obvious.
I know where I fall. I've been there my whole life. I'm a hot moron.
Yep, me too.
I'm the ugly genius. No problem there.
No problem with that. What about you two?
Well, I'm already a hot genius, so.
Oh, you are? That's not your choice, Missy.
So I guess I can let my looks slip a little.
So you'd rather have the brains than the bronze?
Yes.
Well, she already has the brains.
Well, there you go.
I wouldn't mind living as Zoolander.
Or Paris Hilton.
No, Zoolander for sure. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something to be said. A hot moron has a pretty easy life a lot of times.
Or if he doesn't, he doesn't know that he doesn't. So,
yeah, exactly.
Ignorance is bliss.
All right, let's go ahead and get rolling here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, let's get ready to rumble.
That was a whole lot of build up to this lame first question we got. Okay, your first question of the game is a president's question. What president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
Oh, wow.
William
McKinley.
Teddy Roosevelt. All right. I think we can all say this one together, actually. Three of you ready? One, two, three.
Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
$5 bill guy.
Yep. Or as Wayne's World would say, Abraham Lincoln. If he was a hot moron.
Yep, that is correct. Abe Lincoln.
Wow, that's a toughie.
All right. Here's where it goes downhill. Advertising is your next category. What is the name of the leprechaun mascot for Lucky Charms?
Frosted Lucky Charms that are magically delicious.
It's a television commercial.
I'm pretty sure his name's Lucky.
I'm fairly certain his name's Lucky.
Lucky he is, yes.
That's what they call him on the advertisements.
Yep.
Crap, everybody got it right. Lucky.
We were just lucky.
Aww. All right, wrapping up the round with birthstones. What is the birthstone for the month of August?
Could you not say... November. It's not like this question really sucks because there's three of them. They have a three times as good of a chance for it to be their birthstone.
Well, mine's November, and I know that one too, but still, I know the answer.
Ooh.
I know the answer.
Is your birthday in August?
No, it's in April.
Oh,
so my birthstone is awesome.
All right.
Oh, Jonathan Certain on this
one. No, I'm in trouble. Yeah, birthstones is definitely not good for me.
I'm glad you know. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
you said August?
Yep.
I'm going to miss this.
It actually happens to be my favorite color.
Mine too.
And the only other reason that because it's my favorite color, it's a fun word to say. And to be all nerdy about it, it happens to be from Stargate SG-1 universe, Captain Jack O'Neill's favorite color as well.
Oh, good Lord.
Really?
Peridot.
Peridot.
All right, Jonathan.
I said emerald.
Yeah, that's it, May.
Oh, yeah. It is Peridot.
That's why I said.
Pardon.
He lost me at the explanation, but they got,
I have no idea. I don't know if I'm supposed to edit that or not. I have no idea what was just said.
Okay. Emerald is May.
I wasn't born in May. I don't know these things.
I wasn't born in May either.
Well, they're laughing at
well,
you
now. You're a girl.
February. Mine's the diamond.
Oh, now I was being misogynistic.
Two thumbs pointing at this guy.
February is mine. What is February?
Amethyst.
Know?
Amethyst.
Amethyst. Okay.
I know July is ruby. Got that
January
one.
Is garnet.
Oh,
that's right.
March is aquamarine.
Look at this.
April is diamond.
Yes, it is.
May is emerald. June is pearl.
What is Nebuary?
Nebuary.
Ah.
July is ruby. August is peridot. September is sapphire. October is...
I believe it's pearl.
Opal.
No, she said pearl was June.
Opal. Mm. November is topaz. And December is blue topaz.
Wow.
I don't think December's blue topaz. Because they use blue topaz for November a lot.
Blue topaz.
Is December?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever.
Suck it.
You're questioning somebody who knew the other 11.
Forget it, Bob. Forget y'all.
Yeah, like she's going to get one wrong. It's going to be the only one you knew. I mean, come on.
All right, so for the record, whatever uncreative goofball went topaz to blue topaz 2 months in a row, you suck. Just saying.
I prefer the solid stone for November, and it's tiger's eye.
She knows her jewelry.
Note to self, change the halftime question. Just kidding. All right. At the end of round one, it is 30 for Chip, Carmel, and Kel, and 20 for Jonathan.
Well, you got a lead.
Round two, first question, science.
Science.
Science. What part of an atom carries a negative charge?
The Carmella part.
It's the Jonathan part after that last explanation.
Oh. All right, I'm in.
Pretty sure it's an electron.
It is an electron.
I said electron.
Yep, it is an electron.
Correct, sir.
That reminds me of a joke.
Oh?
So, one atom is talking to another atom and says, you know, I think I've lost an electron. And the atom says, are you sure? He goes, I'm positive.
Oh, God.
Hey, it was clean.
Oh, my God. That was well done. So bad. I love bad jokes.
Well, you're going to have a great day today.
Your next category is legends.
Of the Hidden Temple?
Exactly.
The only legend I know is Jonathan Oakes.
Hey! Kissing up will get you everywhere.
5 extra points.
No! I'm not there!
Okay, never mind.
Everywhere but there.
All right, legends. Common to Virginia and West Virginia, what human-shaped creature has enormous bat-like wings and large round eyes that glow red and was the subject of a Richard Gere movie?
Wait, what? What the hell are we talking about?
I'm from Virginia, and I've never heard this. Yes.
What are we talking about?
I'll read it again. Common to Virginia and West Virginia, what human-shaped creature has enormous bat-like wings and large round eyes that glow red and was the subject of a Richard Gere movie?
Holy crap.
Legends is your category.
I've never heard of this.
Mom, what's the answer?
Phone in, Mom.
Oh, my God. And it's Virginia?
Virginia and West Virginia. Virginia. Yep.
I've got it.
You still suck. All right. So I have my answer written down, but I'm shocked. If it's right, I'll be stunned.
It's Mothman.
Mothman?
Yeah, Mothman.
Richard Gere to the Mothman prophecies, correct?
That is correct.
So I wrote down the Jersey Devil, and I know that's Jersey, but I've seen a couple of Finding the Jersey Devil thing, and I know that it roughly sounds about looks like that, so I say the Jersey Devil.
Well, that's where the New Jersey Devils got their nickname, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
It is the Mothman prophecies. Mothman is the character.
Mothman?
Yeah, the Mothman.
I thought it was the Blair
Witch. I've never heard of Mothman.
It's on the cover of the movie, too, I believe. Yep.
So he's basically a man-sized moth with burning red eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you, Blockbuster.
That would be that's creepy. Right. Yeah. Good gosh. Does he eat your clothes?
Not if you put the balls
only
out.
If you're wearing wool.
As long as you got mothballs, you're okay, huh?
Yeah, really.
You'll keep the snake man away, too, if you put the mothballs out. Finishing out the round with sports.
Thank God.
What city was the location of the 2014 MLB All-Star Game?
Oh, crap. Man, I got crap. I didn't watch the Home Run Derby last year because I was bored with it.
Do you have an error 404 file not found?
Maybe.
That's my whole brain pan.
All right, I have an answer written down.
You know, I think Jonathan has a better chance of getting this than any of us do. For some reason, I'm thinking it was a West Coast team. Cal, any ideas?
I got nothing. I wanted to go Tropicana, but I doubt it.
Wow. I didn't know that they even held one there ever, but maybe they did.
They were looking for the city.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That would be Tampa.
Tampa.
Sorry, I wrote down the name of the stadium.
I'm sorry, St. Pete.
I really have no idea. The last one I remember was Seattle, and that's been about 5-6 years ago, I think. So
are we going with St. Petersburg?
St. Petersburg. Cal?
All right.
Jonathan? Well, I know that it ain't St. Petersburg. That's the most reviled stadium in the history of sports.
So they've never sponsored one, have they?
No, okay. The MLB would throw up their hands and retire the whole game before they did that in St. Pete. I know they just recently opened Target Field up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I think that it was either last year or the year before, so I said Minneapolis, St. Paul.
It's not going to be Wrigley with their bathrooms, I can tell you that.
It was in Minneapolis.
Wow, Jonathan nailed that one. Yeah. Ooh. Very impressive, Jonathan.
It's nice not caring about baseball.
It's nice being right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Jonathan, so that opened up 2 years ago and they got it the very first year it opened?
It was open 2 or 3 years ago, and that's one of the things that MLB does to reward you for opening up a new stadium is to give you an all-star game soon. Or if you do massive renovations, like the year before, I think it was in Kansas City, because they had done massive renovations to Kauffman Stadium.
Wrapping up round two, our scoring update. Jonathan, 40. And Chip, Carmella, and Kel with 50.
Yay, Mothman.
Go and Peridot.
Yeah.
Go Peridot, Mothman.
Starting out round three with music. Born in Detroit, who was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
All right, I'm locked in.
Interesting question, because you want to think maybe Diana Ross, because she's one of the most well-known.
So Aretha's not it?
No, I'm not saying that, because I don't really remember when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame...
Well, I just don't know where Aretha was born either.
Madonna was born in Detroit.
Yeah, but do you really think she'd get there ahead of someone like a Diana Ross or an Aretha Franklin?
Have you seen some of the people they've inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Recently, yes, but back in the beginning, it was actually pretty legit.
Yeah, they're running out of good class acts, so... Oh, golly. I kind of like Aretha, having heard your comment on that. I just because, you know, she is such a part of you know, soul and blues music.
So we can always throw out other names like Donna Summer and, oh, disco doesn't count.
Disco sucks.
I actually quite like disco.
Yeah.
For a couple of minutes.
I liked it on Airplane, where disco lives forever.
So you have an answer?
Got an answer, guys?
I still like Madonna.
Well, all right.
I'll go with that.
We'll go with Madonna. Why not?
I'm thinking it's
R-E-S-P-C-T.
I said Aretha Franklin.
It was Aretha Franklin.
Sorry, guys.
1987.
Yeah, that would have been one of the first. I couldn't imagine she'd be outside of the first one or two classes. People, they just respect her, you know?
Well, she's amazing. And did you know she was from Detroit, or was that just a guess on your part?
I just said, hey, she was part of Motown. Maybe she was from Detroit.
Yeah.
Next category.
Next time we better think.
Think about what you're trying to do.
Your next category is Star Wars.
All right. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
You don't wish you had Chris, though, that's for sure.
And what year did Ronald Reagan...
not that guy. Peter Mayhew played what character in 1977's Star Wars?
Softball.
Slow pitch softball.
After missing the last two,
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who don't know the answer to that, but I
do
know
the answer
to that one. All right, so what's your answer?
Chewbacca.
I said Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's Chewbacca.
He'll be playing Chewbacca again, I believe, in the new one.
The fur going to be gray?
Or perhaps, is he playing? I'm not sure.
It's still him, I think, because he's the only 9 foot tall guy they know.
He's not 9 feet. He's only 7'3".
Yeah.
Only.
Maybe he dyes it with just for Wookiee.
Oh. Finishing out the round with American history. Who led the raid on Harper's Ferry in 1859?
That is before 1988, Kel.
Oh,
1988.
I got this one,
too. So
we just talked about it in class.
I've been to Harper's Ferry.
This guy was a quack job, but an effective one.
All right, I'm in.
John Brown.
John Brown, yes, the crazy man.
John Brown.
John Brown. Got it. After three rounds, it is now tied at 70 apiece.
Oh.
Yes.
We let him back in.
He sure did.
Uh-oh.
Opened the door wide.
Yeah.
All right, your halftime question. Besides South Africa, name four of the six southernmost countries in mainland Africa.
Oh, dude.
You can only put four down. Only write four down. Don't put any more than four.
Southernmost was the part?
Southernmost countries in mainland Africa, besides South Africa.
Okay.
Oh, God. Ah.
I can go back to the Burstones question
good
if you
God,
want to.
God, man. African geography. That's so mean. You said mainland?
Yes.
Darn it.
Yeah.
I would have got to...
As opposed to the underwater countries.
No, I was going
to
go with Madagascar. That's right off the southern coast. All right, I've got four wrong answers written down.
There are two countries that are inside of South Africa.
Oh!
And I can't remember either one of their names.
I forgot about those.
Lesotho.
Ruh-ruh.
Lesotho. Okay.
Dang it! Dang it!
Good for you, Lesotho.
So that's one. So we have four answers written down.
We have one right, we think.
Okay, so we have Lesotho, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and Uganda.
I totally agree with Lesotho. I didn't think of that at all. I really don't think I got any right. I said Ghana, Rwanda, Ivory Coast, and Djibouti.
you just really wanted to say Djibouti.
No, I really think it's down there.
Wow. What? It's Djibouti.
It's on the eastern side. I thought it was southern.
All right. You could have gone with Swaziland.
That's the other one inside of South Africa.
Yep. Yeah. Lesotho, Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, or Mozambique.
Yeah, you got three.
They got three. You laid the goose egg.
You know, it's funny. I'm not terrible at African geography. I know the whole northern coast.
Just South African geography.
Exactly. I can give you the whole northern coast, but I don't know crap after South Africa down there.
Yeah, Ghana's West Africa.
What I wrote down that they scratched out was Chad. Where is Chad located? More
central
towards
north.
Central?
I would have said central east.
How about Kenya? Also in the kind of center.
That's in the middle.
Yeah.
It's in the middle. Near Congo, I think.
Your halftime scoring update. Chip, Carmelo, and Kel have 85, and Jonathan still at 70. Round four.
Fight.
Your first category is games. What company has developed popular social networking games such as Farmville, Words with Friends, and Mafia Wars?
All right, I'm in.
I don't even know. Zango.
These are the ones that do those on like Facebook, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that I hate when people send them to me.
Yes, please.
Do we have anybody who accepts those?
No.
No.
I don't.
I mean, I'm playing Farmville. Do you want to play? No.
I just raised a turnip. Well, go eat your damn turnip. Shut up and leave me alone.
I'll go with you, Zanga, because that's the only thing I can think of. I know who makes Candy Crush, but that's kind of sad for
Satan.
Me to know. Yes.
Satan does, yes.
It's called King.
So what's your answer?
Zanga.
Okay.
I said Zynga.
Yep, that is correct.
Wow, look at
that. How did you spell it?
It's Z-E-N-G-A.
With letters, normally. I normally spell it with letters.
I said Z-Y-N-G-A.
It's Z-Y, yeah. Z-Y-N.
Do we still get credit for it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank God spelling doesn't count.
Nope. Next category is music.
Jingle! Bingo!
Jingle.
In the classic scene from the 1989 John Cusack movie, Say Anything, what song does his character blast from the boombox while holding it over his head in an effort to win his girlfriend back?
God.
Yeah, you know, it's really sad. I've been reading Ready Player One by Ernest Cline, and they mention this particular song, and I can't remember what it was.
Wow, you're closer than I am. If you would have said what movie, I could have got it. If you just said what actor, I could have got it. But the name of the song, I'm doomed.
And I have that book in my bag right now.
If Chris was here, he would go like 15 degrees to John Cusack to get to it.
All right. What stupid 80s song is this going to be? All right. This is wrong, but at least it's funny.
I do believe that is a take a drink moment.
All right, I'm in. And I'm singing when it's ready, when it's my turn.
Oh, that yeah.
From
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. That was the song at the end of Breakfast Club.
Say it anyway.
Hey, 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 hey.
Ooh. What song do you go with, Gal?
He only wrote down Thompson Twins.
Yeah, he wrote down Thompson Twins.
I don't think it's Take On Me.
You have to sing your answer. Just well, saying.
That's no problem for me because I've been listening to NPR since the 70s. So.
Is that your answer?
No, it's just fun to
give it some heart.
Get towards
the mic when you do that.
Yeah.
Well, I've already sang for you once. He can do it this time.
What am I singing?
You can sing Take On Me.
No. It's not the right answer. Well, I mean, it's not, I know it's not close the right, to an answer.
I really don't know what. And it sucks because I just read it the other day.
We're going to go with Lesotho.
Come on, you have a bunch of songs over there. At least pick one.
We have the song from the end of the Breakfast Club. We have Aha. We have Melt With You. It's not any of those songs, though.
All right, what's your answer? Come on, stalling.
Say anything.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, really?
We're going to go with I'll Stop the World and Melt With You. But it's way wrong, but right, hey.
So my way wrong right. answer is, and I would walk 500 oh, miles, and I would walk
I like that
500
song.
That's
more.
The Proclaimers.
I don't have any idea what the answer is.
Neither of you got it
you
right.
You have to sing it.
Yeah. Oh, what is it?
In your eyes.
Peter Gabriel?
Is it Peter Gabriel?
Yeah.
Didn't he do that one about the river in the night?
No,
that's Billy Joel.
No,
you did a nice job on that, Mark. You really did.
I am complete. That's why I was in band for 15 years.
Oh boy,
I cannot say. Nobody got it right.
Gosh,
antisocial.
Yep. Last question of the round: sports.
By the way, this is the first time that Chris gets the experience of yelling at the show.
Oh, absolutely.
When he's listening to it instead of somebody else listening to him, not know it. He's yelling at us for not knowing that.
By the way, do you have any idea how loudly I yelled at you guys for not knowing the World Cup stuff?
Really?
Yes, I yelled at you guys so hard. You didn't know.
For Portugal?
You didn't know. And you didn't know that the U.S. and Portugal played each other in the group of death. I'm just
so
like,
we did play each other.
We did play
I
each
thought
other.
We played
the group
that dude.
Was Germany, Ghana, United States.
I said,
States,
did we play them? I thought Portugal. I'd seen the game.
All right. Sports is your category.
Good. Maybe I can make up some ground.
What team holds the all-time record for the longest losing streak in NFL history?
Okay. Whoever Chip's favorite team is.
No, it might be Callum's favorite team. I don't know. We'll find out.
All right, I'm locked in.
It's the Yucks.
It's the Yucks. It's the Bucks. Tampa Bay.
It's the Yucks. Back in 76-77, I think.
That's yep. 26 games back in 76 and 77, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That is my team.
Yeah, I when you said it's your favorite, I was like, it is his favorite team. Oh, crap.
When they asked John McKay what he thought of his offense's execution, he said, I think it's a very good idea.
That's such a classic line.
I know. It's
oh,
great.
Gosh. That's great.
At the end of round four, it is Jonathan with 90 and Chip, Carmella, and Kel with 105. First category of the round, O businesses. Businesses that start with O.
Oh.
You get to show your O face on this one. What is the name of the world's largest manufacturer of vertical transportation systems, also known as elevators?
All right, I have mine locked in.
Ready?
Milo and Otis.
Otis, my man.
It is the guy who invented the elevator. It's Otis.
Yep. Otis, the Otis Elevator Company. By the way, do you know how many floors there are at the Otis headquarters?
Just one.
One.
That's awesome.
Yep.
They do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of elevators. They have a phobia.
They have better information about the dangers of elevators than the rest of us.
Your next category is organizations. Since we may have a couple of these in the room. Fans of the animated show My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, primarily made up of grown men, are affectionately referred to as what?
I don't refer them to this affectionately.
Yeah, I would say not so much affectionately, but yeah, I we got this.
Give Jonathan a chance.
Wait.
There's a group cult of following.
Can read the question again?
Fans.
These giggling fools across from me.
Fans of the animated show My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, primarily made up of grown men, are affectionately referred to as what?
Nambla. No. Oh, let me think for a minute. I think I've seen... I saw something that I didn't comprehend a couple of weeks ago, and it looked like cartoon ponies, and there was a term attached to them. And let me see if I can remember what that was. I feel like it's something...
LARPers.
No, I know what a LARPer is.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
Live action role play.
Oh, okay.
This podcast just went full nerd.
Alright, I don't have an answer.
Bronies.
Ah, bronies is
that
the correct
word.
Answer.
That was the word. Yeah. Get it. I have seen that.
Yeah, bronies.
That was the one why? I was looking for from that thing.
For someone that doesn't know, why is it called a brony?
Brothers. Because they're bros, they're and they bros. Like ponies.
My
like
little pony.
Oh, bronies for ponies. Okay, bros
That's
for ponies.
That's the word I saw that I didn't understand.
That is so terrifying.
That's funny because at the beginning of this year, we had to open up... Google whatever accounts for school so we could all like share with each other files, and I just thought it'd be funny, so I like put Brony Life as mine, and then they randomly picked somebody's to put on the screen in front of the cafeteria full of all of our staff members.
No, they
didn't. Up there.
It was. No, they didn't.
Yes.
Oh,
and they
no.
put mine up, and I was just mortified.
Like, did it have your name next to it? Brony Forever.
They had my picture up there next to it. Like, half the staff knew what it was.
And what age level do you teach?
No, it wasn't the kids. It
was the people who work with them.
Half the Which people knew, and the worse? Old people were like, what is that? What is
Oh, bronies? My God, Mark.
And I'm not a brony, just for the record. It was embarrassing.
I hope you're not a brony.
I'm not. I'm Thank so you. Not.
Does that have anything to do with jabroni?
No.
Brony.
Okay, let's move on.
Good Lord.
Last question of the round. Religion. What was the unfortunate claim to fame of two thieves named Dismas and Gestas?
I don't have a Gestas.
We may need a hint.
Chip says
you. Oh, you feel like... Okay, so this... Mm-hmm. Okay, could you read the question again?
What was the unfortunate claim to fame of two thieves named Dismas and Gestas? Religion is the category.
Religion.
Old-time religion. Old-time religion.
Be our Gestas.
Unfortunate... This is a really weird question.
You can talk it out because we have our answer.
You do?
Yes.
Write it down.
We did.
It is.
We did. All right.
So it's a really weird question because the question itself doesn't sound like it has anything to do with religion. But with names like Dismas, that's easy for you to say. Dismas.
D-I-S-M-A-S.
Like Disney Christmas.
Exactly.
Dismas.
Yes.
And
it's a prophecy.
Gestas. With names like that, you think it would be something really far in the past, Holy Roman Empire kind of stuff.
Well, if you don't know the answer, just take Gestas.
So you said unfortunate claim to fame. So claim to fame means they were probably the only or the first to have something happen to them. And there was two of them. So, I mean, you could think it would be burning at the stake. But a lot of people got burned at the stake. You would think it could be Iron Maiden, but a lot of people were in there, and that wasn't necessarily a religious torture.
Really good band.
Okay, so I have an answer. When Jesus was crucified, he was crucified with two other guys who died at the same time. So this is two guys. It sounds like Romanish kind of names. So I'm going to say they were the two people who were crucified at the same time Jesus was.
All
we
right.
agree. Circle gets the square.
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's a work through. Now, interestingly enough, they were crucified in the traditional way, which was to be tied to the cross.
Yeah.
And you know what kills you in crucifixion? Right?
You suffocate.
Asphyxiation, yes. Yeah. And Jesus, of course, was nailed to the cross.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I came up with that answer.
that was a good get.
I've really never heard those names before.
At the end of round five, scoring update. Chip, Carmella, and Kel with 135. Jonathan, 110. All right, here's your last round before the final. First question, movie links. Name the actor or actress that appeared in all of the following films. Armageddon, The Big Lebowski, and Wind Talkers. The movies were Armageddon, The Big Lebowski, and Wind Talkers.
Armageddon had so many dudes in it.
Yeah, we
I hated The Big Lebowski.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Oh, dude, I just lost all respect for you.
Just now?
Yes, just now. I've lost all respect for you.
Really? Because I was with you on the swingers debate. It wasn't that great. I know. Yeah. Chris is now yelling again at the podcast.
Corey liked it, too. Shout out to Corey. I hated that movie.
I need to know a name here. I can see the actor's face. He's the one who currently plays in the HBO show Empire.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. That's who I thought it was. But I'm like you. I don't really remember a whole lot about Big Lebowski. You know, you loved it. So
I'm classic.
I remember some trippy scene where I just totally checked out. It had what's-her-face with the red hair in it.
And the dude.
He abided.
The dude abides, yes.
Should have won an Oscar.
Oh, my God.
White Russians are a great drink.
Should have won a Razzie.
A Razzie. You want to go with Buscemi?
Yeah, let's go Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Bug-Eye Buscemi.
Buscemi.
He was in Fargo, but he was the guy that put Buscemi in the wood chipper, Peter Stormare.
Oh, I wouldn't have had that in
I don't know who that is.
He was Buscemi's sidekick in Fargo, the tall guy.
Fargo wasn't one of the movies you named.
No, but he was in Fargo, too, though.
Well, do you know what?
He was a nihilist in The Big Lebowski. He was the Russian guy in Armageddon that they picked up on. He was a cosmonaut.
Okay.
Wow, dude, you... Wow. I know the guy. I've seen the face now in one movie, but I don't know who
that's
you're talking
scary
about.
He was also a nihilist.
Yeah. Bad Boys 2. He was the drug dealer guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Those are the only two movies I really
So basically,
remember
we can get every answer except the correct one on the question that's being asked.
Next category, Saturday Night Live. What animated crime-fighting duo...
Oh.
Done.
I can go. I'm ready, too.
...were voiced by Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still there.
I only have one crime-fighting duo, so...
Do y'all want to say it? And
it's the ambiguously gay duo.
I said the ambiguously gay duo.
Yeah, good.
I've never seen a single episode.
Really?
I've never heard any of it.
Hilarious.
You're gay. That's right, kids. We're gay about safety.
All right, your final question of round six, government. Who was the first female speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives?
Hate her, too.
All right, I'm in.
Nancy Pelosi is what we've written down.
She was going to be mayor of Baltimore.
I wish she had been.
Really?
But how could she be mayor of Baltimore?
Her family were all mayors of Baltimore. Her dad, her brother. And then she got out of there in the 60s during the 68, not revolution.
Pelosi
during
riots?
The 68 riots. She went to New York, married a guy named Pelosi, and they moved out to California.
Do you know in the 50s she
were they
was
with
like,
the Clampets?
She was a
yeah.
She was a calendar girl like Miss Lube Job or something in the 50s.
Okay, I hope I can find a picture of this, buddy. Folks, if I find it, it's going in the show notes.
Be very, very careful about Googling something called Miss Lube Job.
Safe search.
Don't do it at work.
No, I actually saw the picture. It was one of those many things that come to you at work in an email.
Oh my God.
It had a picture of
kind
her.
Of
not at my work.
Do?
Well, he doesn't work there anymore, so let's be clear.
Lube jobs.
I said Pelosi.
Yes, it's Nancy Pelosi. At the end of round six, our scores. Chip, Carmella, and Kel with 155, and Jonathan with 130. Your final question category is television.
You said 155 to 130?
Yes, sir.
Not a substantial lead, really.
All right, I'm in.
I'm thinking we go with 131 points on the off chance that he's actually right.
You're assuming he's going to get it right.
Yeah.
He's no good at television.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of it either.
For the record, every time someone's doubted whether I was good at something, I got that question right.
Yeah. I didn't doubt you were any good. I said you were no good. That wasn't a doubt.
So what's our number?
Oh, let's do it. 131 for us.
131 for us.
You didn't have to tell us.
Okay, fine.
But it's too late. You've already written
131
yours down anyway.
It is.
It's not going to change anything.
Mine's not going to change. But you're not going to know what it is until the end.
Doesn't matter.
All right, your final question. Put these TV shows in order based on the most episodes aired, not reruns, original runs, at the top, down to the least at the bottom. So most aired at the top, least at the bottom. Your shows are Cheers, Dallas, the original series, not that remake. Gunsmoke, and The Simpsons. So most original episodes aired at the top, least at the bottom.
Anybody know the dollar amount that rings up when Maggie gets swiped across the scanner?
I didn't think it
changes. I thought it changed.
I thought it voided.
I think it says void too, yeah. Or something like that. I don't know for sure. Check the show notes. It's going to be there.
Yeah. No sale, maybe something like that. Because it goes beep, 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 beep.
All right, I've got my answer. You guys can talk.
All right. Well, Simpsons has been on for pretty much as long as I've been alive. So
oh, God.
I'm pretty sure that's number one. It's not going to be a podcast unless I make you feel old at least.
I remember when The Simpsons came out. I was at CCD in Catholic Church on Sunday night since I couldn't watch it. And I was jealous of everybody who could.
You could always record it on your VCR.
My parents wouldn't let us watch it, but they bought shirts with Simpsons characters on it. Go figure.
I actually think Simpsons is number one, too, but I think Gunsmoke is number two because Gunsmoke
was on for
well over 10 years, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, he had like four or five sidekicks. And so I'm thinking maybe Simpsons, Gunsmoke.
Cheers, Dallas, or Dallas,
Dallas
Cheers?
Dallas Cheers.
Dallas Cheers?
Mm-hmm. Simpsons,
I'm good with that.
Simpsons, Gunsmoke, Dallas Cheers?
Yep, okay, we're good.
All right, and I said Simpsons, which are over 200 episodes. I think it's the most episodes of any primetime show ever. Gunsmoke was my number two. I said Cheers, number three, and Dallas, number four.
All right.
Look at the smile.
635 episodes. Gunsmoke.
Oh.
It aired for 20 years.
600 episodes. Well, The Simpsons aired for 25
right, well, here's
years.
To hoping Jonathan tried to double up.
And I double checked this today, by the way.
600 episodes? Did it come on every other night?
No, it was on for 20 some odd years.
Yeah, they didn't take breaks.
The Simpsons has been on for 25 years.
Yeah, they didn't take breaks back then. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they aired two episodes a day.
Oh, that's right. You know, that they ran like
their seasons were long.
They ran like 26 every year.
Their first year, they ran 39 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Those poor actors got paid all that money.
Yeah.
Probably not that much.
No, probably not that much.
Coming in second with 582 episodes as of today is The Simpsons.
Oh, I said 200. 500?
582.
Good Lord.
Yeah. That's impressive.
That's how long I've been paying attention.
In third with 356 episodes, Dallas, and Cheers with 271.
You would have been right if you had gotten Gunsmoke first.
So did you try to double up?
I wagered 30.
Oh!
Just enough to cross you if you went zero, and I got it right, but just enough to not lose if you bet enough to cover me if I bet at all.
Wow.
So I only bet 30.
You guys went with
131.
Mark's going to do a little bit of quick math over here.
So at the end of the game, it is Chip Carmella and Kel with 24 points and Jonathan with an even 100.
I still think we should have zeroed out. Another
win. Baby.
Another win for Jonathan.
Another win for Jonathan.
Chris is going to be so mad at us.
Another game that we took the testicular fortitude not to bet zero.
And I don't even have another testiculars.
One bite the I want to give myself a chance to miss it and still win.
Right.
Because that's his game theory.
That is my game theory. You're 100%
take
right.
Shot.
Whatever you're drinking, drink it up right now. All right. So. Let's close it out here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You know where to find us. We're at www at... No, we're not.
There's a dot.
There's a dot. Whatever. We're at trivialwarfare.com. You should be going to that page and clicking on the Join the TW Army link. That's how you get the newsletter. That's how you find out all the inside scoop. Don't forget, we talked about Rapier earlier. We're going to be doing a live show. It's not a recording. It's not a recording of what you're hearing here. It's really a live trivia show where you have a chance to participate and
will
win prizes.
Will you be recording it?
No, we won't be recording it. So that's June 12th on Friday night at 8 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel by the airport in Jacksonville, Florida. Props to Chip, who's one of the organizers, if not the organizer.
No, I'm one of many wonderful volunteers, including Mr. Sowers over here, I might add.
Good job, Mr. Sowers.
And our own Chris.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And let's see, anything else? Make sure you go out to iTunes, pop a review on us. You know, we're still trying to increase our listenership. And every time that you do something that shows people that you like the show, you help us get more listeners. All right. So we appreciate that. Without further ado, is there anything else I'm missing? Anything you guys want to say before we sign off?
Just thank you again. This has been a wonderful opportunity and experience. I've enjoyed myself immensely.
Great. Thanks for joining us, guys. Remember, this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war.
It's war.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bears have. We have chlamydia in our...
And koala bear, yeah.
All koala bears have chlamydia.
What?
Yep.
What? Okay, so what is chlamydia
that
again?
Where I got
it's
from,
an STD.
I thought too much so. Partying among koala bears.
They must be spending times in the old folks' homes.